Kahagadeya.
I am His Holiness, the Guru Pitka. Welcome to my ashram, the Ecumenical Intuitive Enlightenment Initiative Organization, or EIEIO. Guru Pitka had a farm.
EIEIO.
And on that farm, he did no harm.
EIEIO.
Okay.
If I sit like this any longer, I'm going to pop my dink bag.
Listen up.
I am a guru. Let's look at the word guru, okay?
My goal is to get you to say, G, you are you. TM. And the you of guru is intimacy. Or into me I see.
Without intimacy, you feel nowhere. Tonight, I want you to go from nowhere to now here. Yeah. It's like in the electric company, you know?
Now, here, nowhere.
My laws of intimacy are kind of like my Bible. And let's look at the word Bible, shall we? The Bible is basic instructions before leaving Earth. TM. Put that shit on a t-shirt.
Show the t-shirt.
What's up, and welcome back to another episode of A Millennial's Third Eye. We're live right now. It is August 9th, and it's currently 2:33 on the East Coast. You wanted a weather update? I don't have one. It's nice out where I'm at. And my name is Joe LoCastro. I'm a psychic intuitive and metaphysical life coach. I'm a multidimensional being, meaning that I don't just help people with regular readings. I also help people when it comes to energy, higher consciousness, your reality, manifesting, the law of attraction, and also shadow working, or you might call it dark night of the soul, or we might call just hidden emotions in your subconscious mind. Today, I felt the excitement and desire to go live on Blog Talk Radio today to do some readings. Tell your friends. And let them know, like, there's other people out there like me, Joe LoCastro, over here in Nueva York, which is New York, doing the service of God, or doing conscious, you know, God, source, creator, all that fun stuff. If you have not checked out already, please do so. My Facebook page, which is A Millennial's Third Eye. I'm also on YouTube and TikTok. I'm a little weird on TikTok. It's A_millennials_third_I. So yeah, it's a little weird, but before I take some callers as well, I would like to talk about a little bit about life and spirituality. Being spiritual in this journey of life, it is not always easy. There is lessons within the experiences of which we are handling. And keep in mind, like, when it comes to maybe needing help or guidance, don't feel discouraged. I find a lot of people, including myself at times, we feel the lack to reach out or talk with someone. It's not always about the money. It's about, you know, am I okay? And I want to say you are okay. And let's do this. I'm going to take some callers, but do me a favor. If I've talked to you within the past like 3 weeks and I've read you, try to like hold out for some other people. Sometimes we get this caller that might repeat the same thing or still need help with it. That's where I would recommend getting a private session. Or maybe it's not just me. Maybe it's someone else you need to get guidance from. I don't take questions. I'd rather not know your name. Well, I'm going to ask you your name, but I'd rather not know your birthday or your horoscope sign or what's going on, because the question can sometimes lead to things about that question, obviously, but I'd rather not know what's going on with you. So we're going to take the first caller. What's your name? Your area code is 917. So what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Tim and I'm calling from New York.
Say, you're calling from New York. Say your name again?
Yes, it's Tim, like Timothy.
Oh, what's up, Tim? How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good. I had to raise my volume here. So, all right. What I do is I feel your energy out with the assistance of my spiritual guides. And my guides are going to provide me with some things that are currently going on with you and also what needs to be addressed. I do want to keep in mind for also the listeners is that there's only so much I can do on a live, like basically a mini reading is what it is. If you seek anything else for guidance or work, you know, feel free to reach out and connect with me. But there's a heavy decision that needs to be made is what I'm getting about you right now, Tim. There's a situation you need to make a decision about, but for some reason you're not going forward with making that choice yet. I'm also getting this unknown fear. So what I mean by that is, what's going to happen when I do this? What I mean by that is, if you were to let go of what you need to let go of, it's almost like you already know that you need to let go of something to move on, but there's a lot of investment in it, or there's a lot involved when it comes to your energy and emotion, you care. There's also parts of you that need to be completed. And what I've say by that is, like within myself, there's things that need to be healed or they need to die off, really. Parts of us that need to die in the sense of our old thinking and believing. Tim, love also comes up in this topic, too, for some reason, within this reading. And right now, Tim, you need to really focus on what's best for you. If something or someone's not bringing you happiness or they're not communicating with you or it's not working out in a certain aspect that it should, these are big signs, what my guides are saying, for you to be aware of that it no longer is meant to be a part of your life. You're meant to move forward. What's also coming up, too, is, again, the unknown. Maybe where am I going to live or where am I going to go or what am I going to do or what's the next job? And that will come forward when you actually let go of what no longer serves you. I'm also hearing about a spiritual journey. What I say by that is like an awakening or signs and symbols and things that are showing up in your life in a way of like, wow, I can't avoid that. I see that. So you understand what I'm saying?
Yep, I do understand what you're saying. I've been grounding, okay. Trying to take in this portal energy, so I am focusing on my spirituality.
Very, very good. Let's look at the cards in a minute. What was I also getting? I want you to let go of fear. I don't know what completely, you know, the fear may also people's energy affecting your energy and you don't know how to ground or things on different levels can become not a fear, but this concern. And I want you to remember is that you have a lot of power within yourself to block things. And I just want you to know is that when you let go of your attention on anything that you are bothered by or someone or something or what's happening or not working out for you, I need you to stay more busy and involved in your passions and excitement of learning or doing things, because when you have your thoughts focused on something, it's also causing more of that to happen. It causes you to distraction. It also causes you to create more of it. The thoughts create things, and I need you to focus more on, I hear, doing the work. You're also looking more about your gifts and abilities, is what they're saying?
Indeed, I am, yes.
Okay. Your gifts and abilities are going to be a little bit, I want to say, around mine, but it's maybe even more profound. So I don't really come across, and I say this in a non-egotistical way, I don't come across many people where, for me, I deal with a lot of timelines, alternate realities, parallels, multi-dimensions. Am I in the other dimensions? That's why I'm multi-dimensional. I can talk with my guides. I don't really connect with mediumship a lot, but it does happen. But most of the time, it's my awareness on the law of attraction, where my mind's at, learning more about my inner being and outer being. And your gift is also in your journey. So whatever you're learning more about yourself and the portals, because I've opened portals before and I've seen the table and I see a lot of stuff in the portals. And it's kind of wild how that works too. It's still questions about that. But your past cards talk about the Tower in reverse with the Ace of Cups in reverse. So something about your past is coming up where something had fallen apart, caused a lot of uncomfortability, but it also didn't help you at the time with your deterring goal, like what you're really meant to discover or self-fulfillment. So that could have been, you know, uncomfortable with job or something that was taking too much of your time when all you wanted to do was just learn more about yourself and really discover yourself more, get away from the things that don't serve you. Your present card is the Nine of Wands, which is about, the wands are about belief, your beliefs, your experiences, trust, faith, hope. So right now you're going through a phase of new discovery. So new discovery, for example, is having faith. It's putting awareness on it. So it's taking a leap of faith. And right now that's what you need to do, Tim, is take a leap of faith in your decision, not fear the decision of what could happen. What this reminds me of is my spiritual journey. When I came back home from Florida, I was going through my awakening, and I remembered I just didn't want to work. I was like, I want to stay home. I don't care about the money. I don't care about my family wanted me to go back to school or get another job, and I was depressed. And so I learned that I was making decisions based off of other people's happiness, not my own. And so I took faith, and I stayed home for 3 years, and I actually developed this podcast and live radio show and my Facebook page, and I started doing readings and helping people, and I learned more about myself as the time progresses. But the obstacle card here is the temperance card, which again means balance. If you need time for yourself or stay home or be with yourself, don't be afraid to call out of work. Don't be afraid, because we have to learn to trust the process. And the process of that is, what about money? We'll trust in the angels and God and source that it's going to work out for you. You're needing to jump a timeline. Your future cards are the Page of Wands. So that's talking about a decision you're about to make, a new beginning. And you have the Chariot card. So this new beginning is going to actually catapult you forward in motion in ways it very needs to. And before I finish, my guides are saying, once you make a simple decision that you've been holding back on, you're going to progressively feel much better and be happier, because all that's happening right now is your soul knows that you have to be on a timeline forward, but presently you're just not there yet and you don't know how to get there. And you have to make choices that will best serve you. It's not about having the physical thing. It's about letting go of what's supposed to happen in the 3D world, because the 5D world that we're on, and I believe everyone's on, is just the consciousness that we need to shift from, is the knowing the 3D world provides you with a job and this and that, or a relationship and love, and but by also seeing that great things can come in new ways that you never expected. So does that make sense, Tim?
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Very good. Do you have any questions before I move on?
I do not. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Feel free to reach out and connect with me on Facebook. You're welcome to message me there, or if you have any questions. It was great connecting with you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Very welcome. So I like to kind of like talk in between callers, because sometimes it can get my energy places, and it's just like the next one. So I take a minute and I go to the next reading. But I like to think about things before, to sum up some stuff for people that might be listening in the future or now, about life. Life is the spiritual journey, and it gets uncomfortable at times. We can be super spiritual. And when I say spiritual, I mean this. We're still human. You're still going to have emotions. You're still going to have anger. You're still going to have – it's just learning about those emotions. Ego is just a layer of insecurity, meaning if someone says something to me and I'm coming out of ego and insecurity, it's my anger now and me projecting this negativity back on them. And we have to realize that, wait, I'm insecure about this. That's why I responded to it. And therefore, I have to really face that insecurity. And that's where the work comes in. it's not pleasing. Sometimes we need assistance with it. And when you're healing those things, a lot of the times we don't feel like we need to. And this is why it's a great opportunity to ask yourself about your reality. What is it currently that you want or need or you're asking for to get better? Because those are the things that are within the healing process that we need to learn how to reprogram, release, let go of the old belief. And even though we say it, sometimes we really don't know the depth of the connection to it. It could be connected to your childhood, of what you were raised around, and trauma. So don't be afraid of doing the work. There's a difference between loving yourself and being happy, but then also loving yourself and facing yourself and learning to sit with yourself. I was one of those people that would always want to go, like, what's next? What am I doing next? What am I doing next? And I had to sit with myself and put myself in time out. So I'm going to take the next caller, which is area code 805. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. This is Donna, California, first-time caller.
Oh, thanks for calling in. Appreciate you listening in, checking it out.
Thank you.
So I was saying before, you're awesome, by the way. I love your energy. You're a great person.
Oh, thank you.
You need to give yourself more credit for who you are, what you do, and that just came in. And I feel like I'm already your friend. And you, okay, so you need to realize the big heart you have, because my guys are talking about putting all this work in and helping people, and you're not resentful for it. You're questioning it. You're human. And I've had these moments, too, where I'm doing all this spiritual work, I'm helping people, but I didn't realize the whole connection of a lot of things. I'm very honest because I want you and other people to know, too, to help you or help others, even myself at times. But, you know, I was frustrated at one point because my awakening was in 2018, and I started this journey, and it kicked off. There was a lot of stuff in between, but my social media and appointments were taking off. And later on in life, I started to go through some different things and learning experiences as well. And I was upset because things slowed down. But I started to think that maybe it was my energy or maybe it was this. It was a mixture of different things, but the most important things I found were that I wasn't intentionally loving myself. I wasn't sitting with myself in awareness of, this is for me. I'm not thinking about other things. I had to love myself, and I also had to heal some other things too, but letting go. Because what my guys are saying is, you put all this out, and there's more to this, actually. And sometimes you're very grateful, and I feel it, but you also still want things because it's normal to want things. I also get stuff about love, too, coming in. You give all this love, and then it's like, I'm not complaining, but I also want someone to love me this way. So you're going through different stages is what they're saying. The other thing I'm hearing, too, is you are a very unique individual, and you need to understand that I see things differently and you see things differently, but you have this unique gift about you that you're able to – you connect with people multidimensionally as well. What I'm hearing, though, is you have to – okay. What I'm hearing is take some time for you, because I hear them saying she does, but she doesn't. So they're saying own that shit, because you need to really go out, go have a burrito, go enjoy some food. Don't stay like connected to the phone if someone needs a session, or you need to have dedicated time for you, not just at night at 8 o'clock. I'll watch a show. You know, like what I'm saying? Dedicate these things for you. Go places, because there's more for you to see and evolve with, and it's not always going to be in ways that you are have originally experienced them. You're going to be, hypothetically speaking, at a baseball game with someone, and then there's a number that connects to the sound of the song, and you're going to go, oh, I get it now. And so you're looking for these answers, though, and they're saying, well, I've done this too, and I still do it sometimes. They're saying, look, let go and surrender to when it comes, because you're going to get it when you're least resistant. And you have to stop worrying about so many people. That's what they said too. Stop worrying about so many people. You are not, you can't save them always. And, okay, if they didn't listen to the full message that time, they got – look at the percentage they got. They're like, oh, wait, I did remember after what you said. So they remember stuff you're saying, too. It's not that you aren't doing a good job. Excuse me. Wow. It's not that you're not doing a good job. Not everyone's meant to fully develop that of which you know as quickly. Because me and you are on a vibration where I'm saying a lot of stuff right now, you're getting it. You're very high vibrational. And I can't stand it when people sometimes tell me to ground myself because they also don't know what that means completely. It's like, I have to be here, but then I'm also there when I need to be there too. It's not that I'm – being high vibration is not always what people think it is. Now – before I get into cards, I'm saying that you have a vision or something that you're trying to avoid in a timeline. Does that make sense to you?
Something that I'm trying to avoid?
There's something that you're trying to prevent in a future timeline. Well, like you see something happening.
I just had vertigo with vomiting. It was, I tell you, I thought I was dying. And this has been happening over the last couple of days. And so I want to make sure, I'm going to Hawaii September 3rd through the 9th with my brother, and I don't want to have it again. Oh, God.
Okay,
I'm trying to avoid that.
There's something about your energy, though, that is causing this. What has, and this is something I would do, like, in private sessions, too. What, okay, so the time frame that you had vertigo, what else was going on in your life that might have triggered you? Was there a couple different things that kind of happened at once?
A little stressful. I'm kind of suspended. I was looking after a blind man for like 6 years, and then I look after my neighbor. He's 87, and, you know, he doesn't pay me or anything. But the blind man passed away, and so now I have nothing to do. So I had a good time with him. We'd go out to lunch. We had laughs. I just loved the man, yeah, but he's gone now. So I'm not in a relationship with anyone. I would like that, to have a companion. I'm 68, so I'm kind of suspended. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm doing, you know?
You need to let go of control of it's good awareness to say that I don't know what's next or I don't know what to
right.
do, because you had a purpose and passion in a way of giving your love to helping that man, and that's beautiful. Now it's kind of like, okay, now what do I do? Because your purpose and passion has changed into vacancy. It's unbeat. So
right.
Now it's like, okay, that was a source of love and connection, compassion.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be romantic. This is love right now, what I do. So
mm-hmm.
there's other things that you're meant to discover about yourself when it comes to how you can offer your passion and help for others.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not about really the money sometimes. It's about just being happy with what
right.
you're doing in that moment. Because what my guys mm-hmm. are saying, too, is you're kind of like not sure what to do with yourself a lot of the time in the sense of the day. And
mm-hmm.
that's where the vertigo comes in, because your thoughts, mm-hmm. we think a lot as people, and sometimes we don't understand. I want you to be more excited for the unknown, because there's
okay.
something big coming, and big in a way of, what's going to bring in the next chapters of fulfillment and happiness. Go to Hawaii. It's not going to happen again, but it's actually going to change you and help you a lot if you went to Hawaii. So do that.
Yeah.
I don't want you to fear getting that again. You might, I don't even feel, you might feel a little weird before going, but it's
mm-hmm.
not going to be bad.
That's good.
Your past cards are justice in reverse with the moon. So the moon is phases, and there's balance involved. Justice isn't always justice. It's balance of self, balance of wants and desires, needs. And so this is a good time for you to reevaluate what you now want and what you now would like to do and what you would like to have. It's not about what you don't have now or what's lacking. It's just we change over time. So maybe you want something different now. And this is what that's
mm-hmm.
coming up for. Presently, you're the Queen of Wands. you have a strong belief in knowing of your experiences, and it does speak more about you know who you are and want. But it's a reminder of shining your light and not being afraid to be your true self and vulnerable to the world. If me and you don't have an agreement about a topic, it doesn't mean that we can't be friends. You know what I'm saying? Your obstacle is the Four of Pentacles. So you're the Queen of Wands, and the Four of Pentacles is basically saying you don't realize completely that you are the Queen of Wands, that you are deserving of what you want, that you are valuable, that you are beautiful, that you are and can have a new relationship, that you can find new passions, because that's why you also need to let go and just trust the process and say, you know what, good things are coming, because things end to bring in new beginnings. Your future card is the World. So it comes with a completion, and it comes with new experiences, happiness, and a new level to life. But the obstacle with that is also the Three of Wands in reverse. So you have to let go of the past. You have to let go of what had happened or reasons why you believe that you don't have what you want, because you're going to find things that are going to be really good for you, people, friendships, connections, new opportunities. But if we hold on to the Three of Wands, it's like saying, oh, I don't deserve that. So I'm going to stay home and think about why I don't deserve it. So remember that. All right. Do you have any questions?
Mm-hmm. Do you see my finances getting a little better? Yeah, because now that I'm not working for the blind man, I'm kind of I have been lucky in the past. I won a BMW. I won 10,000. I won trips to Tahoe, Hawaii. You know, so I want that to come back into my life, because it was a very exciting time of my life. Everywhere I went, I was winning. I'd go to a raffle, I'd win. I'd go to here, I'd win, you know?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So the Queen of Wands and the Four of Pentacles was talking about this. You already are that person. You still have that. But I want to ask you, why do you feel like you don't have that ability to win? What did you lose? What changed your belief about you winning?
Oh, because I went through a long period without. See? And then also, I played the same numbers on the lottery, and all day I was in a high vibration. It said 4, 4, 4, 4. And at the last minute, I was going to change the 1 on the lottery and replace it with the 4. And I didn't do it, and I would have won like 25,000. So I was kind of bummed out after that. I didn't listen to myself.
Okay. So instead of being bummed out about it, know that next time, today, tomorrow, whenever, whenever, I want you to be inspired. You know what? After this, later on today, I want, okay, so you need to get back into a high vibration. This is something that I work with on one-on-one, and I do tips and show many different things and I help you with. But you have to backtrack on how you went up to that high vibration. Because you followed metaphysical decisions that brought you happiness, and you let go of whatever little things weren't serving you, bring you happiness. You stayed focused on what was good for you and exciting for you, and you followed that excitement. So, okay, you didn't follow your intuition before, and you could have won. But you know what that shows me is that now you've learned how to even amplify your tools and abilities. And you will follow your gut next time and do it. The other thing, too, my guys want to say is we tend to do this thing where we're high vibration and then we kind of lose it and we justify, like, why we should want something. Like me saying, oh, I want money, but, well, not like that. You know, money is fine and money comes and goes. Shit, I want money. I love money. I love money. How we all live our life differently is different. It doesn't mean that I don't care about people who don't have it or I don't care about helping. It's just that I love money. I need it and want it too. So value and belief. So you were winning all these things, and primarily it comes from the excitement of, oh, I would love to win that. Let's do it. I've done it too, and I've done it at times where I didn't really care, but I wanted to win it. And I won it when I was a kid. I won little things, and I knew I was going to win it. Here's a funny story, and then I'll move on. But when I was going through my awakening, I remember manifesting, and I was starting to I got into this car that they were raffling off, and they were raffling it off. It was going to take like 3 weeks or a month or something like that. And so the day came where they were going to pick the winner, and I went to the dollar store, and I'm going, I forget what, I was getting candles maybe. And I look over my shoulder, and I never see this thing there. And there's a little toy car. And do you know, it was the same color and model and make of the car that they're raffling. And I went, no, I said, this is not what I was talking about. This is not what I was talking about. And I was telling people on Facebook, I was like, watch, I'm going to win it. And you know what? I'm grateful I didn't, because in between the time frames of life and what I've learned is that there's much more I would have learned if I didn't win. And that's what happened. Because it would have brought me into a whole different life path and timeline that I didn't learn about other things I needed to face within myself. Can I win stuff? Yeah. Can you win stuff? Yeah. But you need to believe in yourself again. Because
yeah.
Your finance, look, you answered your own question. I want you to let go of anything blocking you. Not blocking anything. You don't need to look for anything. You don't need to learn anything else. You just need to know this one thing. You have it within you to do it again.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. 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 I'll go on that. I have it in me. I can do it again. Yeah.
Yeah. And don't let your negative thoughts or thoughts be like, oh, well, if I can, then why did I do it? And why isn't it happening? Or why? Just look for exciting things. Like, how did you find the BMW that raffled off that you won?
Well, it was at the casino, and I entered a raffle there, and I won.
Okay. And one of the other contests, how'd that come out?
One was that I was at a dive shop. I was a diver, and I entered a trip to Hawaii, and I won. And then another one was at the Chinese festival. I won the first place, which was a trip to Taiwan. And then one was on a scratcher ticket. I won $10,000. And
so,
then another one, I forgot what store, I won a trip to a Tahoe.
So you went to stores. So basically, you were just feeling good. You went places. You weren't thinking about lack of money or lack of anything. You were just in a good place. And you said, let's do it. So it's going to be things that you're just going to feel and find. Let's do it. And so that's the universe's way of telling you. If you're worried about for your life path and your experiences, that's what it's telling you in your reality. Don't worry about the money, because you know that it's there. It's the universe will give you access to it. But you have to get it out of your own head of like this believing you can do. Okay, so you know what? It's not about, let's say, okay, so you the raffle. You entered the raffle and you won. Were you sitting there going, oh, I wonder if I'm going to win or if this is going to work? Or no, you just did it and walked away and then you won, right?
Right.
So that's all you got to do. Do it and walk away. And then trust your intuition when it says 444 or something, but hey.
Yeah. I think being out in nature helped too, because I used to walk the beach for like an hour, 2 hours every day. And then I'd meditate every day and I'd walk in the water. And I think being out in nature and all that helped too. You get a different energy in nature. Yeah.
So can you still do that?
Yeah. I'm going to go back to it. Definitely. Yeah. Oh, it's so helpful talking to you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're actually telling me what you, in the best ways I can say it, you're telling me what you need to tell yourself. And I say this only to show, because even last night, it was crazy. I needed matches for my cigarettes because I smoke, and I couldn't find, well, a lighter, and I couldn't find any. And I was looking through drawers instead of going upstairs to my room and grabbing a lighter. But I found an old notebook from 2011 when I was in college, and I had written this thing about myself. But I was basically telling myself in the future now what I needed to hear exactly at the right time. And I was like, whoa. So we tell ourselves things out loud, but we need to sometimes be more aware of what we say. Because you just said nature. All right. And the winning contest, that's happening again. And it's an honor to have helped and worked with you today. Stay in touch. I'm also on Facebook and YouTube and TikTok.
Okay.
And I do private sessions too.
All right. Oh, sounds good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. That was wonderful. I resonated with all of it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Talk to you soon.
Have a great day.
Thank you. All right. While we're in between, I'm going to, I'm still taking callers, but what I'm going to do is let you guys know the services I offer right now. And also, we're going to take a mini break too, not too long. I play a song and then we come back to it. I have three services available currently right now. There is one for a 50-minute spiritual guide message reading, which is with me. And I'll just read you the little type that I typed up for you. Get clarity and direction with a 50-minute reading with a spiritual guide, Joe. That's me. Are you stuck needing answers? Say less. Book a reading with me today. The next ones I have, I used to call it the mentorship sessions, but I've evolved it. They're the metaphysical self courses. It's for level one. One contains 3-hour sessions. In courses, but still lost, work with Joe one-on-one with a 3-stage development. Previously called the mentorship sessions, evolve to new heights. Discover your spiritual abilities through these sessions of healing, clarity, and awareness. Be yourself. Invest in yourself with these 3 sessions today. Alignment with your true potential and making it a reality. Mentorship sessions previously were about working on different aspects of yourself to bring out your spiritual abilities, your gifts. I worked with many people over the years that had different gifts. They don't have to be the same as mine. One of my abilities is to help you with your energetic body, your inner and outer being, and navigating through energy. Sometimes there's a blockage. So I help people with the mentorship sessions in different avenues. And what that course is for the metaphysical self courses is that more detailed and a staged level of progression. I also have healing and processing, which is what you may call shadow working or the dark night of the soul. And healing and processing, what this is about is you really becoming aware of your own reality to a point where you're wondering why you've reached this level of understanding and experiencing the universe and connectivity. But why is it that this isn't working out for you this way? You know that there's a belief, a subconscious belief that's blocking it. It's all about healing or reprogramming the subconscious mind, because that's where a lot of everything in your reality is attracted to and what you're experiencing. So this is why it's hard to understand sometimes that love and relationship and money or finances aren't working out. But the truth is that the subconscious mind silently is projecting out what you are energetically vibrating at and believing. And when you shift your belief and release this deep understanding of why you firmly believed it in the first place, you become more able to create your own reality. You can find me on Facebook at A Millennial's Third Eye. You can also text me on my business line, which is 845-202-2093. I'll put it in the details of this episode to the phone number. But while we're going to take a quick break here, and then I'll come back to doing some more messages with my awesome people of the world. After I pick a song, which I don't know which one yet, which is going to be this one. All right, so we're back. My name is Joe LoCastro of a Millennial's Third Eye, and I am a famous psychic intuitive. Why not? Why not be famous? All right, we're going to take our next caller. Why not just jump right into it? I'm going to go with area code 414. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Felicia, and I'm calling from Tennessee.
Well, thank you for calling, Felicia, from Tennessee. I love hearing from people around the world. It's pretty cool to, like, hear. I'm in New York, and people could be from, like, Hawaii, or it's just awesome.
Okay.
No, I'm not gonna lie to you. As soon as you said your name, there's a lot of emotion.
Good emotion?
There's emotions that... There's nervousness. There's hoping that something's working out or it's going to work out. There's a lot of worries involved with something. You know, it's interesting. There's also a woman here in spirit that's connected to you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very, very stern with she has a mother energy about her. It could be a grandmother, it could be a mother, but I just know that she's very stern.
Grandmother.
She's got her arms on her hips.
Grandmother.
But what I'm also hearing her say is, what are you doing? You need to believe in what you see. What's happening isn't just because. You need to reevaluate what you deserve and what you are getting. Because she's telling me that there's no more time for questions. If you have a question about something, then that means that it's not good enough for you. And that's a good thing. I'm not saying when people say, oh, I'm not good enough, it's not about that. It's that you deserve better than what you're being offered. Does this make sense so far?
Yes. I hope I'm not picking up any of my daughter's issues, but I thought I was in a good, I feel I'm in a great, great space. So unless it's talking about career-wise, because I know I can do better. I already call myself the operational manager. So I'm just waiting to complete my degree.
Okay. I don't know what your love says.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
What's going on in a relationship? Are you in one?
Did I end a relationship?
Are you in a relationship?
No. Yes, I'm married. We'll be 23 years in October.
Okay, what's going on with that?
Nothing. It's fine. He had a bout with cancer a couple years ago, and that's fine. We're good. Besides, you know, healthy and just him being healthy, and, you know, that can be a strain on your marriage a little bit, but we haven't been taking vacations or anything.
Did you guys in the past? Break.
Did we have a breakout?
Is it like a separation or break? Yes.
Oh my God, your phone is so cut up. We didn't have a breakup at all recently or nothing like that.
Did you have a marriage separate events or have a break?
Oh, if we ever had, yes.
Okay.
Yes, years ago.
That's fine. There's something that's numbing to the truth about something. You know, I hate this, but you are not aware of something. And
oh, my goodness, my phone.
Okay, dealing with that. Because I already know where it's going. You're going to block something in the
a movement. I'm going to take you to 5. Which one are you calling?
Hi, Joe. I think what was happening is you were going in and out. It was almost like you sounded like you were underwater with the last caller. So I don't think she was able to hear you real clearly because you were breaking up so bad.
Is that you? The same caller?
Patricia.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me, Joe?
Was that you that called in before?
No, that was another lady that called in from Tennessee that you were talking to, and you were breaking up so bad that she, and I mean, it, you know, you when you came back from break, you were clear. But then as you finished reading her, when you got right there to the part about asking her about the break, had it ever been a break in a marriage, that's when you started really sounding like you were underwater and really the connection was really, really bad. So I don't think she was able to hear you. And then all of a sudden I heard my line pick up, so I don't know if she hung up or what happened, but I heard you pick up, you know, on me, on my line.
Yeah. No, that's all right. So what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patricia, I'm calling from Alabama. I had a reading. You did a reading, which was excellent for me, I guess, last week. Yes. So I happened to see that you was on Blog Talk and thought, oh, my God, I hope I can get in. So thank you for taking my call. You know, everything has been, you know, it's been okay. I think maybe a couple of days after I talked to you, I was tested. I can't tell you I passed that test because I think I argued with maybe about 4 people until I had to finally say, wait a minute, what is going on? Why is it that every time I talk to someone, it turns into an argument? And, you know, it was all about reflecting. That's what I came to the conclusion. Not me. It's them reflecting their emotions, you know, and or it could have been me, you know, but at some point I realized what was going on. So whatever spirit has for me, Joe, please and thank you. But I really need to know. I'm actually in the process of uploading information, uploading my documents and stuff for a job. I finished uploading everything today, getting my health form clearance. And anything you pick up on that, you know, really would like to become a part of the team. The pay is really good. They're in the they're taking all this information and they're probably going to start work. I'll probably start working in September with them. So anything you pick up.
First, I want to vent real quick because the energy needs to be cleared. It has nothing to do with you. So regardless of communicating with, this is how I speak here and how I think sometimes and what I am. I was given a message and no, cut the story, hear me. They're blocking the message from this person to hear. And I was getting frustrated.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Joe. I'm sorry, but you're the connection now. It's kind of going in and out like you're underwater. I like hear every other word.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Excellent.
Is it better? Okay, good.
Yes. Thank you.
I don't know. I just had to turn it on and off. I don't, that's all it was.
Well, it did. It worked.
This is something I wanted to vent before I got to your reading because I was a little frustrated. And what happens sometimes is people, let's say before, people want a reading. With me, you know, I go right to what is really important, and it was going into a direction where someone wasn't ready to hear it. And so that energy came in and something was being blocked. And I was like, you know what? I wasn't feeling it. It would turn it. I don't sit there and wait for – I don't let it kind of like get lost in my energy. I just move on from it. And so sometimes you just – that's what it is. Even though the microphone kind of tripped out, but I also needed to speak my truth because then I started to get like this feeling. And I was like, all right, I got to let it out. Sometimes it's not meant for me to tell someone the message. Sometimes it's not time for someone to hear it. Sometimes it's just they're not ready to hear the truth. And that's all good. When it comes to your career and finances and whatnot, you have to keep using the same modality as we talked about before. But this time it's about letting go. There's still something with people and how they're communicating with you, because what's happening is that you're essentially arguing with yourself, because there's something within you that you're not getting to awareness of within you. So here's an example, right? Let's say I'm in a toxic relationship and I'm like, you don't love me and you're not calling me, but you don't care anymore because you're doing da 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 da. I'm focused externally on this person that is mirroring myself, meaning I'm not loving myself. I'm not there for myself. I'm not doing there for myself. So there is something with you in communication with people when it comes to you. What are you not communicating to yourself about that you need to agree with? And there's something with people. You need to start trusting people more, because there's something also about people in everyday life. You know, they don't have spiritual, but there's still energetic symbolism to the law of attraction. Why does it keep happening? That's something maybe for a private session, but there is something within you that you need to stop arguing with yourself about and come to a conclusion. I want to say it's love and relationship and people, because really what people are is connectivity is love. I'm connecting with you over love right now. So I understand you. We're not arguing. So let's see what the cards say to you. Your past talks about indecisiveness with your fulfillment. So you have the Two of Pentacles with the Nine of Cups in reverse. They're both in reverse, meaning there's things that your soul really wants to do. And this is the past, but it's still reminding you of what's coming up right now. You want more fulfillment, but it's like asking me, Joe, what fulfillment do you want? And you're like, I don't know. Like, sometimes lonely, but really, you know, one of the best experiences I had recently was I went to go visit my friend in Philadelphia. He had brain surgery, and I was able to hang out with his wife, who's also my friend, and we went down South Street. And I was in the moment. I love South Street. There's like little things and pictures, and I loved it. And then I had to go home, and my boss called me into work, and he was like, hey, can you come in tonight? And I was like, I'm in Philadelphia, but I can be there at like 8:30 for like a couple hours. He said, yeah, it works. So I came home, I took my time, I got ready, I went to work, and I was thinking to myself, wow, I'm really fulfilled. That was really fun. What we tend to do sometimes is we'll go have fun and keep thinking about our problems. And I chose not to do that. So Spirit's saying, you're looking for fulfillment. And it's like, it's not what you think it is, really. Yes, we all want a loving relationship. We all want. But first, what I found for me is more people and friends that I can connect with that get me, and I get them, and I could be free to be myself. Because those are the most fulfilling conversations I have, and they're the most fulfilling times I have. So then you have the present cards, which is the seven of swords in reverse with the ace of swords. You keep avoiding a decision. There's the seven of swords in reverse. Seven of swords in general is, swords are decisions, and in reverse, it's decisions, but you're running from something that you need to really do. And in reverse, it's like this unknowing that you're avoiding it. So there's something about yourself, about this aspect that you are not seeing within you, or you're avoiding yourself. The Ace of Swords is the obstacle. And it's like, you know, you want to do something and just do it. Stop waiting for the, oh, I'll wait till, you know, my kids graduate and go to college, and I'll wait till I have 3,000 to get that. And you can do all this now. There is no, the 3D world is where we go, oh, when I'm this and when I'm that, because when we do that, we're saying, I don't really believe in myself enough to do that right now. Your future cards are the Nine of Swords with the Three of Pentacles. You have to let go of what people think about you too, because the future cards are talking about, you know, like, for example, did I get the job? Do they like me? Am I good enough? Is it going to work out? Because you'll be more free if you just are happy, you're present, you're happy to do what you're doing, and not letting people enter your mind, because when we think about things like that, we lose ourselves a little bit. We lose control of what we really want to happen. I also want to ask you, did you ever want to open your own business, or is something about you wanting to do something that you're not pushing yourself to do?
Well, you know, at one point I did want to open up my own business, kind of like with family, because and it was more like a restaurant type of business.
Mm-hmm.
And but I so much love taking care of people, so I've worked in the health profession, you know, for a while. So I was pretty much torn between the two, because the health profession, you know, those doors are open 24/7. And you have to be devoted to a business also. So yes, wow, I mean, for you to pick that up, that's incredible. And every now and then I would think about, you know, the what if, you know, me and my family did go in business, and
mm-hmm.
how that worked out, you know, but then I wouldn't pursue it. And, you know, and back to taking care of people, which is the passion and love mm-hmm. of my life.
So before I move on, it really comes down to this, the simplicity of this is that don't make everything about, you know, what's next or work, or because you're going to find new fulfillment in different avenues. And in order to do that, you need to focus on being present and doing new things and trying new things. Don't do this thing where it's like, I'll wait to go out with friends, or I'll do this then, or let me get this job first, because you need to be more in the moment of new excitements. It doesn't have, like, a part of us sometimes feels like we don't deserve it yet because we have to finish this project. You're going to meet new people, but don't be hesitant to go to do events and places, because you're going to start discovering more about yourself. And fulfillment isn't just about relationship and job and money. It's about, and you know this, it's about going new places and experiencing new things. And that's what Spirit's saying too, is maintain that balance. Don't just stay at home. Don't just wait for that thing to come in. Don't, because they're also saying is that honestly, there's two things about this job. You have to let go of it not too good to be true. You have to stop thinking about it. Put the paperwork in and apply and do all that stuff and wait. But I almost feel like there's something better. And not to settle. Don't grab the first thing that appears. Keep looking, because it's not that you're not going to get the job. I think that you can. I just don't feel that you're going to be completely satisfied. And it's going to be too demanding. It's not a good thing to be too demanding, because you need to have your vacation time. You need to have personal time. You need to have balance of your happiness and work. If you're going to be working overtime and not getting paid for it at salary, then it's not going to equate to anything. There's a difference between experience and appreciation. And a lot of times there's a lot of places that just utilize your experience and pay you what they think is good. But at the same time, you're learning that, no, you deserve more and that you deserve to be over here. I also feel like there's a lot of problems at this job that you're not aware of yet. And it looks structured on the outside, but on the inside, what's the words I want to use? The system of coordinates, like director and, you know, different titles. It's all out of whack. So they're saying,
that was the last job, Joe. I just left that job that all of that was going on.
You beat me to it. I was going to say, they're telling me that you're going to repeat a cycle and pattern that you don't need to. So I really recommend a private session, maybe like shadow working or something, because there's a lot of things that they're all connected, kind of like last time. They're all connected. It's going to benefit you more if you can sit back and learn. You need to speak up for yourself and really say, this is what I want. I want X amount of money, and I want this amount of time off or this amount, because you don't need to repeat that problem, and you're ready for something better. So that's what it's coming down to here. You there?
Yes, I am.
Good for now. I'm gonna be, feel free to reach out. I can work with you on it, but it's all connected with people and arguments and your inner, you got to stand in your ground.
Mm-hmm.
Not taking people's shit anymore. Look, people think being mean isn't spiritual. Being mean is, look, if you're coming with correction of, you're crossing my boundary now, and now I'm going to tell you, then I'm going to tell you. Then there's insecurity. Insecurity is me going, well, you suck. And it's not going, oh, wait a second. They're upset because of this, and I'm upset because I'm not weak. And you start to realize where you're coming from. And when you're not coming from your ego, you're coming from, wait, no. You're not going to talk to me like this anymore. I don't need you. I'll go find someone else to replace that project that he'd done. So not letting people take advantage of you is also the other thing that Spirit says. But for now, that's all I got for now, because it's only so much I could do on mini readings, you know?
Yes, that was beautiful. That was wonderful. Just like my reading with you, you're right on point. And these are my children that I was dealing with. And you're right. It's just putting them in their place saying, hey, you know, no, I'm not going to have that from you. Or no, I'm not going to continue to help you with that. You know, it's time for you to help yourself. So you hit it right on the nail. I will be reaching out to you, Joe, for another session. That session we had last week was, a vibration. I was riding high for a while, yeah. But I know I was going to be tested. I knew the test was coming, and I knew it was going to be from the closest to my heart, you know, my children. So I will reach out. Thank you again. I love you, Joe. Many blessings.
Love you, too.
Take
Thank
care
you.
Until, yes. Take care in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon. So I want to share, this is the thoughts I'm having right now. I want to share with everyone is that there's always something within your current life moment, even right now, that can help you with what clarity you might need. It's not always easy, and I want to remind everyone, don't feel insecure to invest in yourself for a session with someone, or spiritually speaking, as a psychic intuitive, a lot of people believe that this work should be free, and here I am doing free work right now. But there are times where energy and time is a important thing, and being able to work with someone you resonate with and really gravitate to is very, very important as well. We all learn in different strides and different times and different ways, and I find that not everyone really gets the clarity they need from other people that they spend money on working with. What I can tell you about working with me is you are working with me one-on-one. When I do work with a client, it's never always exactly the same way because every person is different and unique. And what might come up first might come up differently than other people. So I work with people and significantly showing them and expressing to them and pointing out how they can be aware of what they just did because it's a spiritual tool. And when you become aware of your body's communication with the spiritual world and energy and emotions, you become more aware of who you really are, and you become more aware of standing in your power and really knowing your true abilities and potential. I find people sometimes that they want to learn about their guides, but when you learn about your guides, you also really need to put more of that work in as well, because they're going to want things from you to help you in this world and in their world, meaning talking to them more, offering them things that they might like, lighting a candle to them and communicating. Guides are not just standing there waiting. Sometimes we need to communicate with them and say, hey, I call them my spiritual guides. So I teach all these things, and if you feel this connection with me, feel free to message me. I'm another human being in the world, and I work with different people, and I'm very easygoing. I make you laugh, and I might make you cry a little bit because you need to heal. So it's a good thing. But I'm going to sign off here. I want to thank everyone for joining me for today's live readings, and stay in touch. Reach out. Take care.